Did you know there's an online cannabis company that ships federally legal THC right to your door? And they found a way to combine THC with carefully selected functional ingredients to create gummies, baked goods, and flower for whatever type of buzz you'd want. I'm talking about Mood.com. They have an incredible line of cannabis gummies, and you get 20% off your first order at Mood.com with promo code SPECIALISTS with an S on the end. This isn't some rinky-dink discount of 5 or 10%. This is 20% off your first order. Forget one-size-fits-all supplements that only get you high. Mood's functional gummies are optimized to kick in as little as 15 minutes and take you to the mood you're looking for. My favorite are the Sleepy Time Advanced gummies. That's right, those are for sleepy time. You know when you just can't fall asleep? Take these and they'll put you right in the mood. Beyond gummies, Mood also has a selection of flower, pre-rolls, bakery treats, and beverages. Listen, you can find gummies to just get you high pretty much everywhere these days. But Mood's functional gummies combine premium, federally legal THC with targeted botanicals to help you get into the perfect mood, usually in as little as 15 minutes. And everything ships discreetly right to your door. No dispensary lines, no awkward conversations, just better days and nights delivered to your doorstep. Best of all, not only is every Mood product backed by a 100-day satisfaction guarantee, but as I mentioned, listeners get 20% off their first order with promo code SPECIALISTS with an S on the end. So head to Mood.com, find the functional gummy that matches exactly what you're looking for, and let Mood help you discover your perfect mood. And don't forget to use promo code SPECIALISTS when you check out to save 20% on your first order. Try it today at mood.com.
Yes, my God.
And we're live.
Survivor Specialist Phil and Alexa are back, and episode 4 of Survivor David vs. Goliath is over, and that was a really, really fun episode. We've been really hard on Alex since before the season started, once that TMZ stuff came out. This was probably a horrible move, but man, that was fun. I had a lot of fun watching this tribe swap. I thought the breakdown was great. You have a very strong tribe, a very weak tribe, and this orange tribe, which somehow lost. And I thought this was great. I thought this was a really fun episode. No offense to Natalia. I was very excited that she went home tonight. I'm more invested in Davey and Elizabeth. Really am. So I thought that this was like a crazy little episode, but I was really into it.
I think Natalia going home was perfect because she left. One, she left the way that she wanted to, guns blazing. Mm-hmm. And two, her exit, like from last vote read to her, the last word of her, her final words, which was, "I believe I want to kill him." I'm pretty confident she said that in her last words, which is, I didn't know you were able to say that, but it's fine. She was gold. Like, she was TV gold. She was amazing. She missed the whole sticking her torch in it. She sat there and stared at Alec for what I can presume is no less than 1 hour. And she was flipping out the whole time. It was amazing. And Alex whispering was so dumb. Why did he do that? Phil and I chatted. It's 9:14, so clearly Phil and I chatted for a little bit before this. But let me hear your take, Phil, because I thought that was pretty stupid.
I think he was trying to make sure that Elizabeth and Davey were both voting for – oh, gosh, I lost Alexa. He thought that Elizabeth – he wanted to make sure Elizabeth and Davey were both actually voting for Natalia, because he was pretty much saying to Elizabeth, look, if you were thinking about voting for Davey, which I think it was pretty clear that she was going to vote for Davey. She said to him, I'm willing to do whatever I have to do. And maybe he didn't establish it on the beach because he wasn't sure yet what his plan was. So I think he just wanted to really make sure that she was okay with voting Natalia out of the game and wasn't going to be throwing a vote at Davey. And that's why he leaned in. But him leaning in, I mean, at that point, it doesn't matter because Natalia's going home anyway. So, like, what does he care? She's not going to be on the jury. It does not make a difference. But that was some way to really rub it in and get everybody on edge.
Yeah, and you see Natalia. Davey's like, well, no one wants to talk to me, so I'm just going to hang here. Mm-hmm. And my favorite cut is when Natalia's whispering to Kara, who is officially confirmed Kara. And she goes, are you voting me out? And Kara basically jumps on her and says no. Which I thought was super funny, but there clearly was a discrepancy because Kara and Natalia voted for two different people. So maybe Alec mixed them up on purpose, in which case maybe it was an okay move, or maybe the chatting was an okay move. His vote, we'll get to whether or not that will be a good move. But there was clearly miscommunication between the two girls, which I think worked out fantastically for Davey and Elizabeth.
Yeah, and somewhere Kellen is watching this episode saying, trust your gut, because trust that's all Natalia said at the end was, I should have trusted my gut. I should have trusted my gut. I knew that he changed once we swapped. Should have trusted your gut. She didn't trust her gut. She ends up going home. She was pissed. This was one of the funnier exits we've ever seen. This is a really memorable one. This was up there with, like, it's not at that level, but it's close to the Michaela and Greg Buis and Penner and Philippines exits, where people will remember this one for a while, where she just stared at him. And then when he said, I'm sorry, and she goes, don't be sorry, shut up.
That was awesome.
I could just, like, imagine the people who are at Tribal Council having to run over and stop her from running back and beating the crap out of Alec. Because when she was saying, I'm just done with you, I don't want to talk to you, whatever she said, it was very clear that she was not ready to leave there. She wanted to sit there and just scream at Alec for hours. And based on what I think happens on this season, because of Alec not going to the finale, I think she's going to get to talk to him a lot quicker than not. And especially since tonight, like, this move was not the right move. As much as I loved it, so much fun to watch, it was not the right move.
Yeah, you said exactly what I was going to. First of all, I'm just going to put this on the table. I am loving Alec, and I know you are too. We were talking about this. Yeah. He's, one, been entertaining and nice, and two, now he's a questionable player. But they're going to hang out soon. I am pretty confident that he's not making this jury and that they're going to – this is going to be like a Brendan and Bradley hanging out in Ponderosa together. So I'm pretty excited for that. But her exit was so explosive. It was so funny. And as soon as he leaned over, I was like, this all was going so fine. And your whole concern when Elizabeth came up to you earlier on the beach was that were the optics in front of the rest of the Goliaths. But – now you really don't care because you also pissed off Kara, who is probably the only person who can actually do something. If Kara went home, that would be the right move because I think Kara is going to go really far. But Kara, I think, can whip something up because Kara and Elizabeth are BFFs.
Yeah, that was pretty clear. And I said this, though, from the start. That first episode with Natalie and Natalia was very vocal in her dislike of Natalie. And sometimes on Survivor, you just can't be that vocal in your dislike. And it was very clear when Kara and Elizabeth were talking that Natalia was annoyed by this. And then she comes out and tells Kara that. And this didn't necessarily get Kara irked or flipping, whatever. But it definitely puts into Kara's mind, maybe for later in the game, of, man, I can't even have another person I talk to because Natalia is going to get that mad over it or be that worried all the time. And I think that if Natalia were to ever play Survivor again, that's something that she would learn, is to maybe not be so vocal in her dislike for people that she doesn't agree with. Just let it happen. Just let it happen. And yeah, you can say to Kara, you're not going to vote me out, are you? But that whole sequence was very, you can see how uncomfortable she was. Her standing there, like, just biting her nail or whatever she was doing, peeling something. She was just standing there and she looked very uncomfortable. At that point, just try to force yourself into the conversation. I know she said, I wish I had a horse, but it was so funny.
I loved that.
Yeah. It was so uncomfortable. And it really did seem like, with the way these tribes broke down, it being a 3-2 swap for every single tribe, this was the one where Natalia seemed really close with Alec. We saw last week, Angelina was the one talking to Natalia and Alec about voting out, I can't think of the name.
Jeremy,
thank you for voting out Jeremy. But I don't know. Natalia, there was something about it where Natalia was very vocal the entire time. And sometimes that doesn't work. And I think that's what's ultimately going to get Angelina later on in the game too. And that's what got Jeremy last week. And that's obviously what's going to make Natalie Cole not win the game. But there's something to be said about that. Like, you have to be able to not point out who you're not liking all the time. And I think that tonight, instead of Natalia saying, hey, you and Elizabeth look like you're really getting along, I still hope I'm your number one, but we can work with Elizabeth. Let's get rid of Davey. It was, we need to get rid of her because you seem really, really buddy with her, which just isn't the right way to approach that.
Yeah. And I'm glad you brought up Natalie, but there was one other thing that I wanted to bring up before I get to her. Not only was she very vocal about pretty much everything, but she also needed consistent confirmation. I think at one point she was like, I'm going to go run to Davey again and tell him that it's Elizabeth. And I think it was either Kara or Alec who was like, I think he gets it. Like, I think it's fine. Mm-hmm. And in real life, I am that way. Like, I need consistent confirmation on whether or not something is going on. But as soon as you get on Survivor, it's seen as either I don't trust people or there's a reason not to trust me. So I think that didn't help her in Alex's eyes either. But I'm glad you brought up Natalie Cole, because the dichotomy between what happened with Natalia and what's going on, or what went on last week with Natalie because she got saved, is pretty interesting, because Natalie's days still seem to be very numbered to me. And I think, I don't know if there was a lesson to be learned from Angelina saving her last week, but I thought it was hilarious that Angelina is the reason that Natalie is still here. And then Natalie bosses her around on making that fire as soon as they get onto that new beach. So I think Natalie is in some super hot water, because I think Mike can't stand her, Nick can't stand her, Angelina can't stand her. I don't really know why she kept her in the first place.
Yeah.
But so I think it's interesting that that type of personality saved Natalie and then is the reason that Natalia went home. So we'll see how that goes on.
And yeah, one last thing I want to say about Natalia is that moment where they're in the shelter with Alec, Kara, and Davey, and she said, Davey, you're voting for Elizabeth, right? Yeah. Okay. You two shut up, or whatever she said. It was very negative. Like, it was just so negative. She said, you two something. And then that was when Alec said, you don't have to be bossing Davey around. And that's when the plan definitely was forged for Alec. Mm-hmm. I think Alec is one of those guys. It's funny that Elizabeth says, I want to play the game with somebody who knows how to play the game. Because, look, I get Alec is thinking so far ahead, probably saying to himself, we can't lose another tribal. If we don't lose another challenge, I'll be fine. But you're also welcoming in Carl to make the numbers 3-2. I think, though, he heard a lot from Davey, we can vote out Elizabeth, and a lot from Elizabeth, if we can vote out Davey. And that made Alec think, okay, I'll side up with both of them a little bit, and maybe they're not as tight as we're being led to believe, or maybe as you would think, because they're both Davids. So I get where he's coming from, but I think he's playing more of the game of, these are the people that I want to play with, or I want to hang out with.
Yes.
And I think that's gonna end up hurting him in the end. I think he'd rather hang out with Davey. I think he likes Davey, even though he thinks Davey's a threat. I think he'd rather hang out with Elizabeth. I think he likes Kara. I think Natalia rubbed him the wrong way, and I think Natalia annoyed him, and I think that might have been going on back at the Goliath camp too. We don't really know what Alec's relationships were like with really anybody. But like I said, Natalia was very vocal in, she really couldn't just let things go. I guess that's what I'm trying to say more than anything. And I think that's ultimately what ended up biting her here. She couldn't let things go. And that led to her having to talk bad about Natalie, having to reconfirm with everybody, having to kind of rub it in Davey's face of, you better be voting this way. That was her needing to always reconfirm or not being able to let things go. And that's what ultimately did her in, I think.
And I'm really glad you brought up Carl, because he was one at this tribal council. Mm-hmm. Did not know that until the first person walked up to vote. And Jeff was like, BTW, Carl's here. And he's just like hanging out. Thought that was very funny. I'm sure they didn't do that on purpose. I thought that was hilarious. But you bring up a good point. Carl is coming in. So now Alec and Kara are splintered, and Davey's got his buddy back. Davey and Carl definitely had a thing going, and I think that bodes that this will make this tribe dynamic really interesting, because Elizabeth and Kara are tight. Alec, I don't really see him like having a full-on alliance with Davey. I think that was more of a one-time thing. And now that Davey has his closest ally back, what does he need in Alec? Because he could have Elizabeth. So I'm really excited to see where this tribe of five goes, because they're an odd group.
Yeah, and I will say that if you're going to make the move, so this is a tricky situation right here for Alec, because maybe he was thinking this, maybe he wasn't. But what's so interesting about this vote is you don't actually lose a member. It's now 5-5-5 still. It's not like you go down in numbers and you need to worry about strength or anything like that. And maybe he's saying to himself, Natalia goes home, we bring in Carl, our tribe gets stronger. And I'm not saying Natalia's weak by any means, but maybe this is what's going through Alec's head. Maybe he says, we bring in Carl, we're not going to lose another challenge, and we still have five people, so I can still have a five-person alliance. But what I also find interesting about this is the same situation Michelle, Anna, and Julia were in, where whoever lost between Michelle and Anna were going home that week, because Julia was on exile and coming to join the tribe. The Beauties had the numbers. Everybody knew the Beauty girls were close together. So whoever was going to lose that week was going home. It happened to be Anna. Anna goes home. Michelle stays in the game. Julia comes and replaces Anna. So it's pretty much like you swap out Anna for Julia. It's more of the same, but you're weakening their numbers. So I would have assumed that tonight, whoever lost, this was the worst time to be a David, because whoever lost was going to go home because Carl was going to come and take your place, keeping it at 3-2. Now the Orange relinquishes the numbers, making it 3-2 again. But I have to think that in Alex's head, he's saying, if I'm going to make the move, I have to do it now because it's still 3-2. There's still five people. I voted with them. Maybe they'll, you know, side with me. He still has Kara. There's still a lot going on in that tribe. Like you said, it's a mess right now because it's just a bunch of different personalities. But I think that that's why you make this move now, is because it's still 5-5-5. It's the whole thing that Kasaya did back in Panama.
But if he got rid of Davey or Elizabeth, then he's still in the majority, because then it's three Goliaths and two Davids.
Maybe he was thinking that this was his only real chance to do it because they have no reason not to trust him right now.
Yeah.
Does that make sense? So because let's say you vote out Elizabeth tonight, Davey's back, Carl comes back, and now you want to make that move. Well, Davey's probably not going to trust you because you've just screwed him once.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good point. Davey would go to Karen Natalia instead.
And you know what? The thing is, right now, does he think they're going to lose two more challenges? I doubt it.
Why not?
No, you look at purple. Purple should lose. I don't think green ever goes to tribal council. I'm just going to throw that out there now, and we can break down the tribes in a sec. But purple's probably going to lose. If they do go to three more tribals, purple's going to lose two out of the three, I would think, which means Alec is now buddy-buddy with Davey and Elizabeth, because he just voted with them. So if Carl comes back and the four of them want to work together, who are they going to vote out? They're going to vote out Kara.
Yeah,
so I think that that's why he probably did this at this time too.
I think if I'm Angelina, I am pissed, because she is carrying mm-hmm. that tribe on her back in multiple ways. Mm-hmm. That is the David tribe. The green tribe is the Goliath tribe, which I think was the case. Was it last season, Ghost Island, where the green tribe was just like the most athletic, tall, stacked tribe of all time? Yes. So it was like Chris and Wendell and Jenna and Laurel. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is about the green tribes. They are always crazy. Absolutely stacked.
Well, and I was glad to see that this tribe, if they have to start over, at least you have Johnny Mundo, Dan, and Allison, and then Christian and Gabby, who, like, it seemed like the five of them worked together well. You have the biggest guy. You have one of the strongest women in the game, if not the strongest woman in the game, in Allison. You have Dan, who's probably the second biggest guy in the game. So you definitely had the strongest tribe doing this. That's my favorite tribe, obviously, but
I feel like that's our final four tribe right there.
Yeah. Maybe favorite is the wrong word, but that's definitely the tribe that I'm most interested in, is green. I think that they have the most going on. We're the most invested in them. I'm very invested in John, Gabby, Christian, Dan, and then Allison is kind of just there, but I think Allison's your invisible edit who makes it all the way to like 9th or 10th place. Like, I think she's going to last for a pretty long time just because of the tribe she's on right now. When are they going to lose?
She was invisible on the tribe. There's five people there.
I know. So her and Lyrsa are the only two to not get confessionals tonight. I'm really surprised at Lyrsa again, because since Lyrsa's big move, we haven't heard from her in 2 weeks. No.
We at least, I wouldn't even go so far as say we talked to her, but Lyrsa was like in shots, and Jeff kind of like, gave her a little something and she shot back at him. Allison was literally in like two shots. Mm-hmm. She was really chopped out, or maybe not cut out, because like when Johnny Nitro is talking about Slamtown, like that is what we need to talk about.
Yeah.
And also, I texted you about this, but Monday night I was watching a Netflix show called Glow. It's about women's wrestling in the 80s. I can't decide if I like it or not, but Johnny Mundo is in the pilot episode. He is a wrestling coach, and he's actually pretty good at act. He's a pretty good actor, I'm not gonna lie.
I mean, really, wrestlers are actors. There's a reason There's a reason The Rock has taken over Hollywood. He is an actor. He was an actor when he's wrestling. Yeah. So,
and he was funny. He was like quirky tonight. He was super funny. Like that, the conversation that he was having with Christian about like, oh, we're fielding interviews for people who can live in Slamtown. Like, that's a conversation I would have. Like, I thought that was hilarious.
Yeah, and I thought it was really good. You're seeing why he's bonding with Christian, and he's talking about, you know, his awkwardness and his social awkwardness and whatever. Mm-hmm. And I thought that was really good. Here's your, like, gentle giant. Here's your nerdy little guy. Here's, for lack of a better term, crybaby Gabby. And the three of them. There it is. And the three of them, I feel like that could be your final three. I really do. From what we've seen in the edit, from what we've watched, like in terms of other people's reactions to them, Gabby now is shielded by the strongest guy in the game and probably the most likable guy in the game.
Yeah.
So she's completely shielded. So I really think that this could be your final three of Mundo, Gabby, and Christian.
I just wonder when people are going to start. I guess it doesn't matter now because it's still so early. And as much as people like to vote out the Jeremys at number three, like the people who could win the game at number three, when are people going to realize that he is like perfect?
I don't think people realize that Johnny Mundo can win the game yet. And he absolutely can. He could be one of those people. Yeah, he's one of those people who you look back at it and go, how did that just happen? It's almost like when Tyson won Blood versus Water, where it was just so obvious, but somehow nobody else realized that Tyson was going to win. That's how it feels with Johnny Mundo right now. Like, you know, and this is this complete like side note, but going into Blood versus Water, Tyson's probably one of the top like two or three most threatening returning players.
Mm-hmm.
And he gets all the way to the end without any trouble at all. So he's somebody who it should be glaring that you can't let this person get there. Tony is somebody it should be glaring. You cannot let this person keep going. I feel like Mundo could be, you know, the somewhere in between of those two where he's in your face with it because he doesn't have a choice. But at the same time, he's just really likable. He just seems like a really nice dude.
He seems so normal.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we'll see what happens. But he is like a clear front runner to win right now. It's so obvious.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy how up there he is and how nobody else is really noticing it. And I will say that, you know, I was saying the same thing to you tonight about Alec. I thought Alec was going to be so obnoxious. And right now, like, Alec is really normal. And I think that's what's really good about this cast is they're all really normal. There's nobody, I mean, Natalie, I guess, isn't normal, but I love watching. You need that crazy on that tribe, though. You need that one person you sit down and go, how are they still in the game? I'm watching it. How are they doing? She probably only has to survive two more tribals. I mean, what do you think? They merge it 13, which is, you know, a pretty common.
And what do we have? We're at 15.
We're at 15. So she only has to survive two more tribals. So that's what I'm saying. Alec's move tonight might not be that damning because there might only be two tribals before a merge. And if they lose one challenge, it should be Kara, not him. If they lose two challenges, how did they lose to Purple three times in a row?
See, I don't think Kara would be the one to go because I think Kara is actually could actually form a relationship and already seems to have one where, like, I don't really understand why they would get rid of Kara.
Because Alec is the one who worked with them tonight.
But I feel like they don't feel indebted to him. And I feel like he's not going to be the kind of person who's like, I hooked you up, time to hook me up. I feel like he's going to be like, let's keep hanging.
It's one of those two where maybe after they see Natalia's reaction, though, they kind of say to themselves, and this is really hard to say without being corrupted by the whole TMZ thing and knowing that Alec is going to be at the reunion and everything. Yeah. It's really hard to look at it without that perspective. But maybe they also see how badly Natalia reacted and say, wow, he really got rid of somebody who felt close to him to help us. And maybe that's something that actually works in his favor or ends up screwing him because maybe Kara turns around and says, he did it to Natalia with no problem. He'll do it to you too. He doesn't care.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that could go either way, but to see how big her reaction was is big.
Yeah. Her reaction will probably be big no matter what happens. I wish she was on the jury. She'd be an amazing jury member.
Yeah, she would have. She had that look on her face. She was ready to kill at the end of that. I mean, she was ready to go.
She was ready to kill. So someone corrected me. She did not say, I want to kill him. She said, I want to hurt him. Huge difference.
Huge. There's a bit of a difference there. But let's go all the way back to the beginning. Talk about B leaving. This was something that I didn't think was going to happen because in the preview, Jeff says, everybody drop your buffs. B's on the mat. B does make it to the mat. This is a quit, but this is an understandable quit. This goes in my book, this goes into the Jenna Maraska quit situation where you totally understand why. Look, you go out, you want to play Survivor, you want to win Survivor. I get it's just an MCL. I get maybe there was an ACL in there. Maybe it was something. It's something with the knee. I get it's not life-threatening. This is different, though, than Troyzan or Boo or somebody like that tearing their ACL or MCL because this is her career.
Yes.
You can't. This isn't like when Missy, whatever Missy did to her leg or her foot or whatever and made it through San Juan del Sur. This isn't like that because without her knee, if her knee keeps getting worse, B does not have a profession. And then that's where it becomes an issue. So I totally understand why she left the game. I think that this is totally fine. I hope Jeff doesn't rip her apart in exit press tomorrow. I don't think he will. She even got a pretty good edit for somebody who quits the game so early. Normally, they might just throw that person under the bus and say, forget them. But right now, everybody, I think, is getting a pretty favorable edit. I mean, the only one who's really being shown in any type of negative light, in my opinion right now, is Natalie. So I think that right now, everybody's getting a favorable edit. And I think B got a favorable edit for somebody who quits fourth.
you worded that better than I could. You hit the nail on the head with everything. And I texted you this, and this was me being pessimistic, but I was like, oh God, Jeff's going to like be an ass to her because he's an ass to people who quit normally. And I'm totally fine with that. But she literally doesn't have a job if she can't walk.
Yeah.
So, and they kept cutting to it. I mean, she was only on the screen for like 45 seconds, but she did get a favorable edit. And I think it was really tough for her. And we got a lot of Angelina love too. Angelina got the Sarah Lucina during the Zeke and Varner edit kind of scenario. But that helped put it into perspective. It really sucks. And especially to have two original Davids be quote unquote medically evacuated. One actually was, and then one left due to a medical emergency. And we're about to go back into another storm season per the,
I think Christian's going to blow away across the ocean. So.
You'll see him floating along. Johnny Mundo's going to have to like run out and grab
him. Hold him by his foot like he's a kite.
That's a great segue. Let's talk about Carl on Exile Island. I know we haven't talked too much about the Purple Tribe, but we'll get to them. I loved the idol riddle. We're talking about how this is an old school season. That was an old school idol clue right there. And I was really, really into that. At first, I only saw one coconut on the rocks, and I was like, wow, this is gonna be super difficult. But
the one on the top,
he had to like really dig, and I thought he might not get it. That was good. That was very refreshing. Instead of here's the X, dig here, and you're gonna find seven idols.
Can I say one thing though about that? And I thought it was good, but I want to say one thing.
Do it.
There was no way the producers of Survivor were ever letting that coconut wash out to sea.
No, but maybe
I do like that they made him look.
I think they could have had it walk, because I was thinking that too. I was like, are they really just going to let this thing like disappear along with like Pat's back spasms? But yeah. I think if he weren't to get it, I can't imagine Exile Island is that much farther away from the other tribes. I would have assumed it would creep over to one of the other tribes. Because you're right. They wouldn't just let that die. But at the same time, they let the whole Lauren Rimmer's shell from Ghost Island just die. But I know what you're saying.
This is such a big thing. They really, really, really want to see how this is going to play, because this is definitely a twist that
that's true. It was also the idol nullifier.
Yeah, it's the nullifier. This isn't just an idol. So this is something that they really want to test out on this season. They want to get it into the play as early as possible. They want to see if it works so they can use it in the future. They need that to be found. Also, he would have realized had he picked up the coconut with the rope through it. So the fact that that was already on the beach and he hadn't noticed that yet makes me think that it was actually on the beach and it would have had to be high tide. He had plenty of time to find it. Look, I like that they put that fear into him. Get out there and find it. I like that that's going on. But I think that thing was sitting on the beach and he would have had to have gone and taken like a 4-hour nap, come back. Maybe it would still be there. Maybe it wouldn't. Like, he might have had to have an animal come up and pick that thing up before that thing ever got out of reach for him.
But I really like the idea in my head of that thing is sitting on the beach and then all these people are like, oh my God, this thing is literally right in front of him. And he went and took a nap. We need to change the entire clue. But that was cool. That made for probably one of the more exciting idol advantage finds in a while. And I texted you this. There are now, so then there are now two active idols. Davey has an idol and Dan has an idol. And there's an idol nullifier, which will come into play with Carl. But I forgot that they both have idols. This has been not an idol. Right? I'm really liking it. They're not talking about it. It's not the forefront of any conversation. It's so refreshing.
Yeah, even tonight when Elizabeth said, all right, Davey, let's go look for the idol. And Davey just has that one quick confessional of this. And then he goes over to Natalia and Kara and says, look, I'm not with her. She wants to go find the idol. I'm not looking for an idol with her. That was really all we got. And normally so much of it would just be Elizabeth looking for the idol and looking for the idol. And I think that maybe the editors are realizing there's no drama in that anymore. The drama this season is coming from the actual boots and what's going on around the boots and why Alec changed his mind and last week why they voted out Jeremy instead of Natalie. That's where the drama is coming from. Nobody cares about the idols right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm loving it. The drama is based around the relationships. It's amazing.
Wild. Who would have thought?
I know. What a concept.
I know. But yeah, so we really haven't talked about purple at all. But maybe we jump over there and talk about how they somehow didn't lose. Angelina led them back in the maze puzzle. It looked like Kara let them have it drop off the side, which maybe was just edited this way, but it didn't look like anybody else had a problem with it going anywhere near the side. So Orange ended up having it drop off the side and their whole lead disappeared. But purple, I would have thought they would have lost this challenge. I thought they would have lost their next challenge, and I thought they would have lost the challenge of that.
Well, don't worry, they still can.
I already had penciled in Lyrsa, Nick, and Natalie as the next three boots from that tribe. But, you know, I think that, first of all, Gabby did great for the Green Tribe in this challenge. She was the one who was the caller the entire time. She did a really good job. I know it was like after she had a really, you know, crying moments on the beach where she was talking to Christian about not fitting in and all of that. And so she came out and kind of redeemed herself. And now if you don't think you fit in, I don't know what to say because you just won the challenge for everybody and they're going to remember that you put yourself in that position.
These callers were all the correct choices.
Yeah, the callers were great. Yeah, it was absolutely the right people. I liked them having to go through these mazes and stuff and It was simple, but it was a different take on the blindfold challenge. Instead of just seeing them go and pick up pieces and do stuff like that, it was a different take, which I liked.
Yeah, less violent. I feel like people are always like bumping into things. This one was a lot slower because they were pushing them on that wheelbarrow. But before we get to this, who did you have as getting blindfolded?
Oh, I had Jessica as getting blindfolded. So once again, we had 1, 2, 3. We had 12 people get blindfolded on this season, and I did not have the person.
Everything in the universe is back to where it belongs.
Yes, exactly. Everything is going perfectly. We've had a lot of people enjoying rewards, and we didn't have anybody sit out tonight, but you just want to throw that out there that this reward one is looking like it's going to pay off as long as we can actually keep track of.
Yeah, look at us. We actually came up with a good one for once.
Hopefully. But anyway, aside from that, yes, I had Jessica. Jessica did not make it to there. My next choice probably would have been Kara. So good thing. It didn't matter anyway. At least Jessica was already gone by this point.
As you were saying, Angelina carried that tribe on her back. Yeah. She absolutely destroyed that. So if she has anything to say, all five of them are making it to the merge.
Well, and let me ask you this now. This Rockstars Alliance, which is now the new worst. This is the worst tribe name out of all of them.
My eyes rolled out of my head. Ned Schneebly isn't even a rock star.
No,
Jack
that's
Black
the point.
Is the rock star.
That's the point. But it was so bad. And I loved Mike just sitting there by the tree, just being like, maybe we can do a little of this. Like, it was so, but I thought it was funny, but God, Nick's Alliance. See, here's the lesson, everybody. If you're going to go on Survivor, already have the Alliance names planned out and then somehow find a way to push them in. Don't like the rock stars and Mason Dixon. These are just terrible Alliance names. They're just awful.
I mean, the thing is I don't know what's worse. Cause if you come up with something obscure, then you have to find a weird way to shoehorn it in. But I think he finds their first common denominator, like Mason Dixon or Rockstars. Mm-hmm. I don't even know if does Nick play the guitar? TBD. Unsure.
I have no idea why they became the Rockstars. I don't know where Nick fits into this.
Where Nick gets involved. But you see him as soon as he says it, he's got this huge grin on his face and he's probably like, this is so creative. And I'm like, oh, Nick, no, it's killing me. But crying. I don't know.
I liked Mike's reaction though to the "you want to name the alliance." He was so excited. Now Mike was like, "Yeah, let's do it." See, I do like Mike. I do really like Mike.
So
because,
innocent.
Yes, that's what it is. And he's not a camera hog. He's not a screen time hog. He's also been on a tribe with Natalie twice, which is also helping him to not be a screen hog. Mm-hmm. But I do like the people who I thought were going to be huge screen hogs, like Johnny Mundo, like Mike. They're not. And I'm really liking that. I know that we didn't see anything from Allison or Lyrsa tonight, but I do feel like this is probably more evenly edited than past seasons. And I'm not just talking from confessional standpoints. I'm talking from just straight up screen time standpoints. Mm-hmm. And that's something that fans haven't learned how to measure. They'd rather just go by confessionals and they complain when somebody has five confessionals, even if they were on the screen for 20 minutes in an episode. I do feel like this is one where I know a little bit about just about everybody. I'm getting to know everybody pretty well. Allison is definitely the one I know the least, but that opening moment is something that will not go away for me. So at least I always have that. So yeah, I kind of like that Mike isn't eating up too much screen time. And I think him being with Natalie is going to be the best thing for him. It's funny, though, he goes from one attorney to another, one Southern attorney to another Southern attorney.
Yeah,
when he goes from Jeremy to Nick. So
yeah, he found he's got quite replacement. The type.
Yeah.
But he, I mean, this really could, again, I'm saying this could be the downfall of Natalie, and then she makes it to the final four. But this could be her downfall, because I think the one person who actually did want to save her, or the person who did actually save her, is getting really pissed off. And then Nick and Lyrsa are both probably like, what is her gain for me? So, and Mike clearly didn't like her either. So this actually could be it, but I would love to hear from Natalie. I know that's what's so absurd. And I'd love to hear from Natalie, because I know that scene where she was like, Angelina, this stick, no other stick. You're looking at the wrong stick, Angelina. I know that was chopped up.
Yeah.
But she still said all that. And yeah, I'm sure that was over a fairly short amount of time.
Yeah, and she's still saying it all while sitting on her big branch.
It's so funny. And so I'm just very intrigued to see how this goes down.
You know what the benefit for Natalie is, and what's going to end up dooming either? Probably Lyrsa. This is where I think Lyrsa's actually in a lot of trouble, because we haven't heard from her now in 2 weeks. Nick looks like he's bonding with Mike. Mike says he wants to vote out Natalie. He's also said that numerous times, so I'm not buying it yet. What I think hurts Lyrsa and helps Natalie in this situation is it's 3-2. And you're on the weaker tribe. You sit down and you say, let's get rid of Lyrsa now. We'll get rid of Natalie next time. It's such an easy thing to do. It's so easy to say, because you keep the numbers at 3-1. And then you say, okay, Nick, we're not going to vote with Natalie. We're going to vote Natalie off. And he's always going to be on board with it. So because of the relationship he's built with Mike, and because Natalie will always be the most annoying on that tribe, I think that it actually helps Natalie. And I, you know what? I'm at the point where she does. She has to Joe Manna her way deep into this game. She just needs to keep being annoying. Otherwise, she's going to have a hard time. She can't have that come to Jesus moment where she changes. She needs to keep playing the same way she's playing. And I do think that because it was a 3-2 shakeout, it's going to really benefit her, especially since we just watched a Goliath go home tonight. And now it's only 8-7. And there's a tribe now where the numbers are actually in the David's favor.
And I think she was the one who said this. It was either Jeremy's, it was either last week or the week before, where she said, I'm 56 years old and I'm a CEO. Why would you give me money? Like, yeah. I am of no threat to you. Yeah. So it's just now a battle of, can I beat her? Yes. And can I live with her? TBD.
Yeah.
So yeah, exactly. I guess that's what it really boils down to.
You can live with anybody for $1 million. You can live with any. Boston Rob lived with Philip for $1 million. I mean, that's just how it is. You can live with anybody for $1 million. And I think that look how far Abby Maria has made it every time she's played. You know what I mean? Yeah. And there's a reason for that. People will deal with it. Now you're at 15. If you're sitting there and you're saying, Natalie really feels indebted to me, and now Natalia's gone, who is probably the one person who is willing to get rid of Natalie the most. Angelina has saved her. Mike has talked to her. I really do think that – I think what we're getting set up for here, this Gabby Mundo Christian thing, I think Natalie's going to survive long enough to end up working with them. Because we've heard so much from Mundo saying it.
Yeah, that's a good point. I think it's going to work out. I think because we've been given this Christian and Gabby thing, and we had Christian talking about Johnny Mundo before he actually met him. So that's and as we've seen, he's kind of a nerd. So he kind of fits in with them, and it's pretty cool. Dan, we're not getting nearly as much as we were early on, which I think is fine. I think he's going to come back pretty explosively, but those three are the core of that tribe because Allison isn't there. And Dan was surprisingly quiet. I know he's like very physically imposing. So it seems
and
like
just
he's
crying over Kara.
Oh, true. Yeah. And Kara's like moving on. Kara's
oh yeah. Fine. She's got Davey. She's got.
Yeah.
Davey.
She's got Davey. Don't forget Davey. I think put it out there. Kara could be in the merge boot instead of Angelina. I am loving Kara. I think she's great, but I think I don't know. I think we could be heading that way too. But I hope not, because I'm really liking her.
Yeah, I think that Kara does survive to the merge. I do think she makes it to the merge. I don't know if she will be the merge boot. Honestly, at this point, I don't know who the merge boot will be. I do think, though, I can tell who some of the end gamers are going to be. And end gamers right now to me, I'm talking like we're at Final 15. I think the top half of this bunch is Davey, is Carl, is Gabby, Johnny Mundo, Christian, probably Mike even. I'm feeling pretty confident in those six. And then after that, everybody else kind of just – even Dan, I feel like, is probably going to make it pretty deep because he has the idol. So –
yeah,
I'm feeling pretty good about that group. Kara, Angelina, Natalie, Lyrsa, where are they going to end up? I really don't know. I really can't figure it out.
Yeah, I don't really know what to do with them. Natalie could go home next week or she can make it to the Final Four. Neither would surprise me.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm at that point right now where I'm just all in on this Natalie Cole. I'm ready, Natalie. Like, let's go. Yeah, I'm ready to run with you all the way to the end. I got laughed at for taking you in the fourth round, I think, of our draft. Was it the fourth? Yeah, I think it was the fourth round I took Natalie. And I'm ready. Like, let's go, Natalie. Lead me to the promised land. I need you, Christian, Gabby, and Carl. I have a great team left. I didn't realize that I was going to have the first blindsided somebody who destroyed their back. So,
and we still don't have a hashtag blindside.
We don't have a hashtag blindside. I don't think we're going to get one. I mean, also, no, tonight wasn't a blindside.
No. It was, and then it wasn't.
Yeah, it would have been, and then it wasn't.
And, okay, I lost Jeremy. Ooh, and I lost Natalia.
So Vaughn still has a full team, which can bring us to the MVP, LVP, where I have a really hard time this week because Vaughn has a full team, but he has the clear MVPs on his team. He has he has Elizabeth and he has Davey, and I don't really see how you could argue.
I mean, Angelina could be an MVP too. He's got a
tribe. Yeah, he's got the three biggest threats.
We could throw LVP at Nick.
Yeah, let's throw LVP at Nick. We're going to really push that one. I think Nick – but you know what? Nick made an alliance. Let's throw LVP at Lyrsa because Lyrsa didn't do anything on that tribe. She definitely looks like Natalie and Lyrsa is going to be who that conversation is about when they go to tribal.
I'll spread the love and I'll throw LVP at Natalie. Then, but it wasn't meant to get it at you. I know, but it's nothing personal.
It sounds personal.
It's fine because I like business. You. This is strictly business. And also, as someone who was vehemently attacked with an LVP when I wasn't on for a reason that was like pretty obscure, I feel like it's fair to spread the love. But here, I'll throw an MVP your way with Carl.
Yeah, it's not going to be Carl. It's either going to be Elizabeth or it's going to be Davey. There's no way it's going to
be either of them. Yeah,
you know, it should be Christian for however he was chopping up that bamboo. Absolutely. Oh, God,
that was
horrific.
When Dan was like, honey, you chop it at an angle. And he was like, oh, yo, my God, you're so right.
Yeah, I know. It was so amazing. Funny. Dan, like, I liked when Christian was narrating that. He's like, ooh, so we have new stuff going on here. John just kind of picks up the hatchet and just chops right through the piece of whatever. Oh, that's new. Like whatever he says, he just goes, oh, that's new. I thought that was so funny.
Oh, that's intriguing. It is. It's so funny. Like no one on the David tribe did that. Pat died early on. So we never knew how to jump.
I know. So I know it's kind of funny. I mean, I don't really know. LVP probably is Natalie. I won't lie because she did have a bad episode, but also LVP could be Kara because Kara was left in the dark on that. And she really did, I think, trust Davey. I mean, when Davey went running over there, it seemed like they were really going to work together.
Yeah, that's a good point.
You know.
We shall see. We'll see what the people say. Maybe they'll just give it to B, and they'll just keep doing that for the rest of the season.
Well, B's out, so, you know, can't.
Yeah, but at this rate, I don't think.
Maybe we should give it to Alec, because I still think this was a bad move. But we can't give it to Alec, because he made the move. And we don't know if it's actually a bad move yet. Although I do think that this was the wrong move.
See, this is what I hate about MVP LVP, because I could guarantee that that exact opposite reasoning has been used to give someone LVP. Like, we decide that it's a bad move before we actually know if it's a bad move or not. This is why I don't like MVP LVP.
Yeah.
But
yeah, I agree. Determined. I hear you. All right. So what else do we have here, Alexa? What else? What have we not talked about?
I don't know. I'm looking at my notes. I feel like we covered mostly everything.
Pretty much everything.
Idol Railer. We got quite a few props tonight. Christian had his 15th episode title. Carl found an advantage. Are we treating that as, I forget where we stand on that. Or do you need to find an idol?
It needs to be an idol. It has to be. It's fine to hit in the middle. Yeah.
Literally everybody got blindfolded.
Except for people.
And except for people that Phil cares about. And Natalia had a confessional in every episode she was in.
There you go.
And she had a lot to say. Yeah,
definitely had a lot to say as she was leaving.
Yes. She came in hot. And actually, she left hot. But I appreciated that because it was fun.
Yeah. yeah. So let's, you know what, let's jump over to a couple comments over here. Cause we got a lot tonight. Mm. I think everybody's really pumped about this right now.
Yeah. This is a fun episode.
Like Giovanni Ariana said, yeah, this won't be another 20 person cast where one tribe steamrolls another tribe. This could be a great season of Survivor. I agree with that. Also, I go on that Facebook group sometimes, the previously on TKO now.
It's so funny.
Everybody's so negative. It just cracks me up.
Oh my God. Like,
there's so many big fans there and look, I'm very excited for Mario Lanza's new book. I'm so excited. He says he's working on it, you know, for I think it's seasons 4 through 6. I'm so pumped. Mario Lanza is such an entertaining writer. But he like hates Survivor now. And it's like, why are you still watching Survivor then?
That's just the thing. I think he's funny, but he is always negative.
He like hates Survivor. And so many people in that group just hate Survivor so much at this point that I'm like, you got to be able to find time. Like, you got like go watch them. I'm like watching Game of Thrones. I like how I'm pointing to my TV because that's where I live.
I'm like watching
Game of Thrones for like the sixth time right now because I love watching Game of Thrones. I don't care. So like that's something I will do. Like go watch your favorite show six times instead of watching a new season of something you know you're gonna hate.
The only good thing about that Facebook group is that it's called Previously on TKO, and it still hasn't been changed.
It's so funny.
I love it. I get it.
I get why people have been down on it in recent seasons. Yes, I understood today they were talking about how like, come on, you can't be calling this a top five season already. Like this just isn't the same. It's not.
I think we were saying this about Ghost Island exactly 6 months ago.
Exactly. You need to see how this is going to shape up. You need to see. We are off to a great start. That's all I'm going to say. We're off to a great start. This season is already better than Ghost Island. So no offense to Dom and Wendell and all those guys, but this season is already better than Ghost Island was.
It is. And as someone who, I think you mentioned this in our predictions, I have yet to do a full podcast during an actual good season. So let me have this. I'm really enjoying this so far.
Yeah. And so Gamer Girl says, how do you think they would have swapped had B stayed? Would two people have gone to exile? I don't think they were going to swap had B stayed. I think they already knew, though, that B was leaving. They had that challenge set up. So I think that was something that they were going. I think they were going to run a two-team challenge had B stayed in the game. But then once B went home, they ended up swapping up the tribes.
Yeah, she probably had a conversation with production the night before. And Jeff was probably like, can you wait? Can we do this in a more showy kind of way? I get it.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. I mean, they definitely want it to be on screen, and production knew. You know, even like Jeff said, all right, B, you have some news for everybody. I respect B's decision here, though.
Mm-hmm.
Giovanni Rihanna, I knew I couldn't trust you. Natalia made Alec not trust her. She only has herself to blame. What do you think about that? Do you think that she was untrustworthy? Or do you think she was just too aggressive?
I knew I couldn't trust. Who said I knew I couldn't trust you? That was Natalia.
That was Natalia.
Natalia made Alec not trust her. She only has herself to blame. I think that was a two-way street. I don't think she helped him trust her, but it also seems like he didn't really want to work with her going into this. So I don't know if she could have fixed it, but she certainly didn't help it.
Yeah, no, that's a good point. That's a good point. Gamer Girl, kudos to Survivor and CBS for not only keeping the fact that there was a medevac a secret, but also keeping the fact that there was going to be three tribes and bees quit a secret. This was fun. And this is something that Will and I used to talk about way back when, where it was like anytime something happened on Survivor, we had to know beforehand that it was coming. And this was something where finally we didn't know every detail that was coming. I didn't know what the tribes were going to be. It was fun to watch these tribes get formed. It was, as much as it sucks for B, it was fun to watch B get medevaced and not know it was coming. It was fun to find out that there were going to be three tribes and not two. It was fun to watch all of this actually play out. Mm-hmm. And it's nice to see that, you know, you can still, in the age of internet spoilers everywhere, you can still be surprised at things that are coming out.
Yeah, and I'm glad you brought that up because you and I, especially along with the rest of the however many million of people watch the show, everyone's like, oh my God, the editors made it so obvious because this confessional aired in this scene, and we haven't seen it until after the tribal council, so obviously they lose. This was very well executed because we saw B in all of the previews. So that was a good surprise. I will give credit where credit's due.
Yeah. And then we also have JP Porter. Poor Kara, do you guys think she'll get back to Dan, or is her time in the game limited? I think that Kara is going to last a little bit longer. I don't necessarily think she's next. I think that she can hang around for a little bit more. But I think it's more of, can Dan get back to Kara than can Kara get back to Dan?
I'm glad you said that. I feel like that comment is insulting to Kara's strategic gameplay, because I think yes. She will do fine without him.
Yeah, she'll be just okay. Survivor rules. Gotta hand it to Elizabeth. She can charm her way into any crack that's there. Are people sleeping on her ability to flip votes? That's twice now she's done it.
Mm-hmm.
Although I do think that this one's more on Davey than Elizabeth.
I actually think this is more on Alec than anyone. I don't know if Davey actually convinced him. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, I think that he probably likes Davey a little bit more than he likes. I think him and Davey get along a little bit better than he gets along with Elizabeth. Mm-hmm. But I do agree that this was Alec's move. I think that it was because of Natalia more than it was because of either of them.
Yeah, I think you're right. But it is certainly telling that Elizabeth has gotten her way when she wasn't supposed to get her way twice now. And there's only been 4 tribal councils. No, yeah. 3.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So that's pretty good. Also, I just saw in here, it's use the idol nullifier, not find the idol nullifier. So that's one of the
Carl problems. Has not gotten anything yet. Yeah, and also, I saw Andy Vogel ask about this. Carl did not attend a tribal council tonight.
No. Yeah, that does not count. We always said it's not if you're on the jury, so that does not count. Mm-hmm. Also, use the idol nullifier. We just made it use the idol nullifier, so you didn't have to use it correctly. We just put use the idol nullifier.
I thought I wrote down use it correctly.
Oh, did you? I'm just reading it on here, and I'm like, wait, did we really just make it use?
Crap. I wrote gets the idol nullifier. We'll have to discuss about
that. We'll have to figure out what we actually said on the podcast. Alexa, we'll call up intern, tell him to stop having a good time, and he needs to go and re-listen to that entire podcast and find out what we exactly said.
Yeah, intern is currently at Gabby's watch party with Brendan, Candace, and John Cody, so he's got quite a squad there, and mm-hmm. He's been live texting us. He drove 4 hours to get to that, so I hope you had fun, intern. It looks like you did have fun.
There's a great Step Brothers line to be used right now, but I'm going to keep it to myself because it's inappropriate. But man, you saying he drove 4 hours really makes me want to drop it. But anyway, that seems like it was probably a really good time. Brendan's a really cool guy, and I haven't gotten to meet the other three, but Brendan's a really cool guy. So if any of them are even half as cool as Brendan, then this was worth the 4-hour drive. And now he probably has to drive back 4 hours tonight. So intern's got to be inputting boot list as he's sitting there and at driving home.
Yeah, he's got to put himself to work because he's been pretty useless.
Yeah, exactly. Larry Miller, agree or disagree? If Natalia acted more like Gabby and cried for help, Alec wouldn't have flipped.
Honestly, probably.
But here's the thing. Like, I get that Gabby is crying and it's whatever. I get why Gabby cried in this situation, though. I do get why she cried tonight. There's other times where I don't really get it. But tonight, you're watching your closest ally bond really well with the two dudes, and you have nothing in common with those two dudes. Like, those are just not Gabby's people. Like, I'm curious to see how her and Brendan are interacting and John Cody are interacting tonight, because don't seem like Gabby's people. Like, Gabby is a Christian Bradley Cochran kind of girl. That's who she – like, those are the guys that I feel like Gabby hangs out with. So I do think that she's very emotional. This is wearing her down. I do think she cries a little bit too much. But tonight, with this move, her crying to Christian, I think it doesn't do anything to hurt her game. If anything, I think it kind of solidifies their alliance, because I think Christian has a soft spot in his heart for Gabby. He really does. And so
they're a good team. They're certainly a good team.
It might not be strategic, but it's a good strategy. It wouldn't have worked on Alec.
It would have saved Natalia.
Yeah, Natalia. That's not the person, Natalia. As you see that at the end, Natalia is not going to cry on TV. She's going to scream at you and tell you she hates you.
She's going to say, "I want to hurt you."
I want to hurt you, and emotionally, physically, whatever it is, it just seems like Natalia will do anything in her life to hurt out. I bet you Natalia is the one who tweeted out that TMZ thing. Just kidding. That was a joke. Yeah, she's the one who actually posted the picture of Alec and said, "I got you, buddy,"
and said, "F it."
F it. I loved it. Giovanni Rihanna noticed how they left Ian Natalia asking where to put her torch. That really happens. Because she was so disgruntled. Where do I put this damn thing?
The last thing you're thinking about.
I mean, there's a little slot there so that they're not taller than Jeff like they used all to be.
All she needed to do was give Jeff a kiss on the cheek, and that would have been the best exit of all time.
I know, really. I mean, I think that even if she had planned to kiss Jeff on the cheek, or plan to do whatever Dawson did. There was no way she was doing it after she got voted out like that. The problem with this one is for Natalia, she didn't get blindsided, but she did. But she got blindsided at the tribal, just not by the vote. So she had to sit there for those like probably 20 minutes. This probably went on for a little bit of time. Yeah. She had to sit there knowing she was going home and just be furious at it and have no way of defending herself.
Yeah, that's worse. That's pretty shitty.
Especially after thinking that you're safe coming into that. That's brutal. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that kind of sucks.
It's really
brutal. I can't wait to read her exit press.
Yeah, I feel like her exit press is going to be interesting. I'm curious to see if they do both exit press for B and Natalia. I know sometimes some places don't, so I'm curious.
Yeah, we shall
see. Whichever one of you wants to come hang out with us.
Come hang.
Come hang. That doesn't sound desperate. But anyway, yeah, so I don't know, Alexa. Do we have anything else we have to talk about? We talked about the rock stars. The I don't know. Oh, Davey's PT Cruiser. We didn't talk about that, that was amazing. PT Cruisers. His black nerd thing, and he's like, I drive a PT Cruiser. Amazing. I do. You know what I kind of thought was interesting? I thought it was interesting how they showed Davey talking about how he doesn't normally make white friends, which I thought was interesting because we see so many times on Survivor the other side of that, where it'll be somebody being like, that's, you know, like Sarah with Zeke. You know, that was something she was like, I never make that type of friend. Or, you know, you have like the white person who says, I normally don't make that kind of friend. I thought it was interesting that like Davey was really one of the first people to come out and say that just so bluntly to the camera, where it's, you know, I'm not proud of it, but I normally don't make very many white friends. I'm just surrounded by black people all the time. I thought it was kind of interesting, and it seemed like him and Alec did kind of hit it off. So
yeah, and he, like you said, he said it as just a, it's not a good or a bad thing. This is just how I am, and yeah. He seems pretty darn cool. Like
I would hang out
with Elizabeth. I would totally hang out with him. So yeah. that was cool. I'm glad you brought that up. And also, he has a PT Cruiser.
And he has a PT Cruiser, which I think is like, I think like anybody from now on who defines themselves as a black nerd, the only criteria for being a black nerd is if you drive a PT Cruiser. You doesn't must drive a PT Cruiser. Doesn't matter. No, it could be the coolest. It could have a racing stripe on the PT Cruiser, but you must drive a PT Cruiser.
Do you think he has flames on the side of his PT Cruiser? Definitely. I bet he does.
Definitely, yeah. Mm. Davey seems like the kind of guy. He probably, whatever social media company he works for, he probably just has his car all decked out like that.
He's like a huge social media guy.
I know.
Yeah, I know. He's great. He's a wonderful follow. Would highly recommend.
Yes. But anyway, aside from that, Alexa, do we have anything else to say? Should we move on? Are you going to be back on Sunday? Do you not know if you're going to be back on Sunday? What should we talk about?
So I think we're pretty good. I'm pretty confident I'll be back on Sunday. Yes, yeah, Sunday I'll be fine. When is the ALC? Oh, crap. Yeah, Sunday I should be fine. Wednesday is a little sketchy, though. Wednesday is TBD. But then baseball's almost over, which means I almost get my life back. So 13 hot dogs later and I'm probably done. But on Sunday you will see me. If that's the day you want to do, I guess we can talk about this offline. But predictions wise, I'm around.
All right, yeah, so we'll figure it out. So Alexa will be back. That means I don't have to take somebody who's like a grade A replacement. I can take the grade B full-timer. And
yes, I always wanted to be a B.
There you go. So Alexa, my B. you get to be B level. No, but so Alexa is here to say it's probably the Wednesday where she's not going to be around, but we'll figure something out. Right. Yeah. Cause that's the World Series.
World Series game two. Before I take us home, JP Porter literally just tweeted, Nick making more alliance names. What would be a great name if he made alliance with the mayor of Slamtown? I am absolutely hating Nick's alliance names, but he needs to be in alliance with Johnny Nitro. Because,
well, you know why? Because the George Bushy Atoshi would come up with the nickname himself. It wouldn't be Nick who was coming up with the nickname. It would be the George Bushy Atoshi, who's clearly great at coming up with nicknames and can just rattle them off, would say, Nick, silence. Silence, my friend. Let me tell you what our nickname will be. So that's excellent point.
Yeah.
Yes. So, it would be all Johnny Mundo.
Otherwise, you called me taking home.
Take it home.
Wow. Okay. I almost forgot how to do this. It's been so long. Well, I guess I did it 4 days ago.
Did it Sunday.
Yes. So anyways, we are at 3,750 subscribers. So I think we gained like 7 in the past couple of days, which is very exciting. So make sure to keep hitting that subscribe button on YouTube. Follow us on Twitter. Like us on Facebook. We'll be back probably on Sunday with our episode 5 predictions, and it will be with me. So all these replacements who you can't stand, they are gone forever. We'll be back in a couple days, but in the meantime, vote for MVP, LVP. Make sure to not vote B for LVP. One, because she quit, and two, because don't do that. So we will be back on Sunday.
Sounds good.